coming up on the Joyful Learning Pod.
You know, Book Posse is a powerful and dynamic relationship between authors and educators. You know, it really comes down to support. Support for incredible authors. Also support for each other as a Book Posse team, which ultimately supports our students.
Hello and welcome to our episode today on The Joy of Book Posse. I am very honored to be here with three guests today. This is the most guests we've had at any one time, so this will hopefully go smooth and be fun. And I am going to let each one of our guests introduce themselves first, and then we'll get started with a little bit of back and forth for Book Posse. So Cindy, why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Cindy Schwind, and I'm a retired teacher. I taught for 33 years, and I was a classroom teacher, a reading specialist, and a district interventionist, which means coach.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, I'm Erin Bedell. I am a school librarian in the state of Colorado at the elementary level. I've been a classroom teacher and just overall love to read.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Helber, and I am a sixth grade language arts teacher in a suburb of St. Paul, Minnesota. And I just love reading and sharing books with my kids.
Well, again, thank you all for being here. And we are in multiple time zones. And so I'm glad we could organize this so everybody was able to be on live. I want to just start off a little bit by explaining that Book Posse is a ARC sharing group that predominantly shares our reading with everybody on Twitter. And I have been a member, I think, since 2020. So it's been a few years. And I am going to turn it over to Cindy because she is the person who kind of helped me become involved. And she's going to tell us a little bit about how she got involved and a little bit more details about exactly what Book Posse is and what we do.
Okay. So Book Posse started the summer of 2017. And there was other ARC sharing groups happening then. I was interested in getting involved in one, but every group I contacted was closed. Most groups only want about 10 members. So when I joined Book Posse, I was the last person brought on, and we had about 10 members. And as time went on, I became the person that got the most books for the group. So I kind of, I guess, felt like I was taking a little more ownership. And, you know, I would go to ALA or I'd go to Book Expo and I'd come back with these piles of ARCs and put them on our dock and start reaching out and, you know, telling people a little bit about them and trying to get readers for them. When you get an ARC, if the author is sending it to you, the publisher, they're expecting you to do something with it. And it would bother me if I knew where a book was and it was just sitting there. And with Book Posse, I think we have 24 active members right now. And we have a lot of books, but we have a lot of readers. And so behind the scenes, I feel like you just have to have somebody that's watching everything because that's a lot of people involved. The doc that we have that keeps track of all our books is pretty detailed. And, you know, when a member gets a book, they go on the dock and they write the date that it came. When they send it off, they write the date that they sent it. When we didn't have that, we weren't an active group. And I feel like we do a lot of posting and we do a lot of retweeting. And I think that's part of what helps us to be visible and helps us to be as strong as we are with getting the word out for these books, because that's really what it is. It's helping the authors and the publishers promote books that are coming down the pike.
And actually, for the listeners out there who might not know what an ARC is, it is an advanced reading copy. It is kind of like golden treasure in the world of libraries and schools and classrooms for those of us who are really passionate about books and reading. And like Cindy mentioned, that is my favorite part of going to ALA or when they had school library day of dialogue, Buna was in person. And you literally, like Cindy said, bring back boxes or suitcases full of books. It is so much fun. But I am going to talk a little bit more about some of the things that Cindy mentioned, and she is the glue that holds us together. I know that Erin and Jennifer will second that, but I'm going to give them a chance to kind of share how they got involved. So Erin, why don't you tell us your origin story with Book Posse? When did that start and how did you find out about this group?
Sure. I think I became a member in 2019. And it was actually completely serendipitous, totally by accident. I am a big Goodreads user, and I had seen often people would review books that were not out yet. And it drove me a little bit crazy because I wanted to read them. And I never understood, like, I mean, some people, you know, like the big name people, like how they got copies. But I'm like, how are people reading these books and they're not even published? And then I happened to be on Twitter one day and there were some post about Book Posse, and I just asked the question and I said, what is Book Posse? And Cindy responded, and she said, this would be better explained on the phone. Do you mind if I give you a call? And so we got a chance to chat on the phone where she kind of filled me in on how everything worked and asked if I was interested. And of course I was. And the rest is kind of history. And I just am very, very grateful that I've had this opportunity to be part of Book Posse and to do all of the sharing and the reading and the connecting that has been afforded to me.
Jennifer, what about you? How did you get involved?
I think I got involved sometime in 2019 as well. I was part of a Scholastic Book Club advisory group. And Bonnie Grover, who was another one of our members, was also a part of that group. And I kept seeing her post, and she was posting on Instagram, which is where I caught it. I wasn't a member of Twitter at the time. And she said, well, here's what you have to do. You have to join Twitter and then have to reach out to Cindy. And so I did. And we had a phone conversation as well. And like Erin, the rest is history.
Awesome. And I have the same exact story. So I was watching Twitter. I was very involved in Twitter. That is my favorite professional learning network, really. And it has been. I have a really great community on Twitter. And I saw Dusty Bowling had posted that she had a new book coming out. She said that I'm sending out the ARCs to all of the ARC sharing groups. And somebody commented about Book Posse. And I then responded. I said, what is this Book Posse? I keep seeing it everywhere. And like Erin, I had total like jealousy that they were getting all these amazing books and getting to read them and talking about them in this community that they seem to have had developed online. And that's when also Cindy said, she sent me a message in Twitter and said, if you're interested, we'll have a phone call and I'll tell you what it involves and what you have to agree to do. And we'll go from there. So it is a book loving community, but it also is so much more than that. Just the people that are on this call and this conversation with us have become more than just kind of people I know on Twitter. They become friends. And we have daily conversations about everything. And we find out, we kind of have a pulse on the whole country of what's going on in the world of literacy and beyond and the weather and what you name it. We kind of chat about it in our back channel on Twitter. And it also has afforded us the opportunity to get to know each other better. And two summers ago, Erin came to Connecticut and stayed with me for a few days. And last summer, Jennifer came to Connecticut and was able to stay with me for a few days. So Cindy, that means we all need to connect when Erin comes back over from Colorado over to the East Coast, and we'll get Jennifer here and some other of the members that are within driving distance. But it just is like, these are our people. And for those of you who are listening to this right now, you might be thinking the same thing about, you are so passionate about books and reading and sharing the love of reading and getting your own kids and your students, if you are an educator, to get excited about books. This group has just provided so much that fills my soul with joy every single day. So I just want to thank all of you for that. And Cindy, I said it before, I'm going to say it again, you are the glue. She is always so on top of it. And I do truly appreciate it, because without you, Cindy, we wouldn't continue to be as successful and as involved as we are. if anybody has any short little stories about a time when you've been somewhere and you mention you're a Book Posse member, like what the reaction is from authors, or when we go to conferences and you go to the table, like one of the publishers, and you say, I'm a member of Book Posse, they just want to like bend over backwards to talk to you and to get you some more books to share with the group. And they know that their book is going to get some promotion and some love, and it's going to get out there. So Erin, you look like you have something you want to say.
I was recently at our state reading conference in Colorado, and one of the things that I've really loved about being a Book Posse member is the ability we have to amplify debut authors. And one of the authors that was there was Megan E. Freeman. She's the author of Alone, and we had received an early copy of her book, and I just love, love, love it. And so I was in her session, and there was another debut author sitting there whose book is not yet published. Her first name is Malia, and I can't think of the last name, but it's a sort of a fantasy Hawaiian kind of book that is coming out soon. And Megan was so gracious, and she was like, oh my gosh, I have to introduce you to Erin. Erin is part of Book Posse. Book Posse was so instrumental in getting the success out and getting the word out for Alone and helping it to be the success that it is. And so she introduced me to Malia, and now I am reading Malia's new book and can't wait to pass it on to all of you shortly.
So Melissa and I have a connection. She comes to Minnesota frequently to visit her family. And so we've met in person, like she said. And last summer I flew to Connecticut and we visited with an author. But just last week she was here and we went to go see James Ponte and Jacqueline West at The Wild Rumpus. And both of them were so excited to see Book Posse members in person. And while we were there, I recognized by voice, because she was hidden around a corner, Erin Soderbergh Downing. And it's a funny story because Melissa and I were at the very back of the line of all these littles waiting to get their book signed. And we're like, we have to go see Erin because we don't want her to leave before we get to talk to her. So we wiggled our way to the front of the line and kept saying, we're not budging, we're not budging. And all these littles were like, really? And so we were able to visit with Erin, and she was so complimentary as well about Book Posse. And it made my night. I mean, we were among people that I would all call now my friends, you know? And it just fills my soul, and it fills my soul to be able to bring it back to my students and just say, this is what happened, and this is what they said, and guess what? You know, James Ponte has a new series coming out, and it's just a joy.
Cindy, did you have anything you wanted to add?
I have an older story. So when Dusty Bowling first came out with Cactus, I can't remember. I think it was a book expo that I went to, and I wanted to go get a copy of that and meet her. And I got over to her area, her booth. There was nobody there because they didn't know who she was yet. And I was like, oh my God, you know? And so I was able to sit there and have a conversation with her and talk about Book Posse. And I still will get people that will say, I'm not sure what Book Posse is, but would you like a copy of our book? Because, you know, they're like, they see it out there and they want their book to be a part of that. I feel like I haven't been to anything recently. I went to a lot of things pre-COVID, and one of our members recently made t-shirts and sweatshirts. So I've got my t-shirt that says Book Posse and my sweatshirt. And so I'm contemplating going to ALA in June, because I just think it would be so much fun now that a few years have passed. And I just feel like more, I don't know, word has gotten out even more. And
I do think that Book Posse has flourished so much more because of COVID, because this group did so much over those 2 years when they couldn't have author events when people couldn't be together and they couldn't go on tours as authors when their new book was coming out. And it was so devastating for so many. And if they got the book their book in the hands of Book Posse, it gave it new life. And it opened it up to an entirely like new group sometimes, but just a wide audience where people were talking about it. And in the summer, I had the amazing opportunity to interview Lisa McMahon, and Jennifer actually was my co-host on that episode. That happened in Connecticut and in my house. Lisa McMahon really kind of encapsulates in what she said about Book Posse and how we as a group affected the outcome of and success of her book. Here's a clip from that interview.
Right before Map of Flames came out, I'm going to tell you right now, you have probably have no idea how this came about, but I was feeling scared. It's a brand new series. I can't get in front of students. If the first book in a series doesn't sell, the whole series, it's over, because you have to get those readers in the first book so that they build throughout the whole series. The first book is always the book that sells the most copies. And so it's a lot of pressure. And the last time I had a first book in a series was The Unwanteds back in 2011. So things were very different. And I was trying to think of ways to get the word out about Map of Flames. And then I saw a tweet from Sarah Zarr. And she had her first middle grade book out. She's a good friend of mine. We have the same agent. And she was retweeting a Book Posse tweet because they had read her book, her ARC, before the book came out. And they were retweeting it. And there were like 17 or 18 retweets from all of these librarians and teachers. And I was like, what is this Book Posse thing? And I like followed the hashtag so I could watch everything you were doing. And this was probably 2 or 3 weeks before Map of Flames was coming out. I don't remember even who I reached out to first. Was it Cindy?
Cindy, maybe? Yep.
Cindy, it was Cindy Schwind. Yep. Yes. Okay. So it was Cindy. And I reached out to her on a Saturday feeling like maybe there's some hope here to get some people talking about this series. And I said, I have some ARCs. How many do you want? And where should I send them? And so first she was like, oh, send them all to me and I'll send them out. And I'm like, no. Let me pay for the postage. And I sent, I don't know how many, 10 maybe, to Book Posse members. And you all received them. You all posted pictures of you getting them. You posted reviews. You posted about them constantly. And then when the book came out, you were there. And I felt like I had a chance here with this book. Oh, man, it was just seriously, like, really made this book happen, I feel like.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun for us as members of Book Posse to get that feedback as well. You know, because we know that we love to share books with kids and we know we love to get the books, but it's good to hear from an author perspective that it does make a difference.
It made such a big difference. You changed the trajectory of this book. We hit number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list. Wow. And I didn't think that was going to happen at all.
That is such an amazing story.
Yeah.
So share with us some strategies that you have for our listeners of how can they help promote books and authors in their own lives.
For me, as an elementary school librarian, I've noticed that one of the most fun and best ways for me to get books promoted around our school is to hand them to kids. Because when a kid is walking around with a book in their hand or they have got it on the corner of their desk, it's like the best advertisement ever because all of their peers are like, oh, what is that? Where did you get that? Well, you know, tell me more. And they just become like these walking advertisements for books. So that's one thing that I like to do. And then another thing that is really important, I think, is being sure to write reviews. And there's a couple of different places you can do that. But when you finish a book, I know that authors are very grateful for you to, and it doesn't have to be long, just I do very short, succinct, 1 or 2 line reviews, but that helps amplify them as well.
I'm up next, I think.
Yes.
Okay. So one thing I used to do when I was in classrooms is I would do raffles. So I would come in with a little bag of books and I would talk to the teacher ahead of time. and just to ask her, how does she want the raffle to work? Is the student that wins the raffle keeping the book, or is it going to be staying in the classroom and the raffle winner is the first reader of the book? So I would come in and I would do book chats, and depending on, you know, what the teacher wanted, that's how the raffle would go. If it was a book, if there were books that were going to stay in the classroom as part of the classroom library, then it would turn into like sign up sheets. So I would pull names and ask them, you know, what sheet do you want to be on? And so then that would be, you know, in the classroom and building excitement and urgency for books. The other thing would be to let kids know when books were coming out. So, you know, keeping it on the calendar, like James Ponte's next one's going to be coming out on, you know, such and such date, so that they start looking forward to this and they start to know authors and, you know, how often books come out. The last thing I would do when I was teaching a middle school classroom, I had a little bulletin board outside the classroom, and I would take pictures of the books and all the books that I read throughout the year. I'd put the little cover so outside the room they could see what I have read. And I also had a section that said abandoned, because I talked to them about, you know what, I could not get into this. I really gave it a go. I read 75 pages, but there are so many books out there that I had to abandon this one to go off to something else. It doesn't mean it's a bad book. You might love it. I just couldn't get into it. But I wanted them, especially as older readers, to realize they're not stuck. You know, I mean, it's a whole different issue if it's a kid that's abandoning books constantly, but normally, you know, it just lets, gives them that out.
Great advice.
Cindy, can you just hear the origin story of the Friday night raffle?
The Friday night raffle, that's a whole other thing. But that started because of COVID. That mm-hmm. whole thing started just because I was, what Melissa was saying, you know, the everything was shutting down and authors with new books coming out were not, everything was being canceled. And there was so much stress on Twitter. And I'm sitting there watching everyone talk about how scared they were about it. And I was like, look, I'm not Oprah and I'm not Reese, but I could in my little corner have this little raffle and just, you know, help out. But
yeah. Very cool. We love the Friday night raffle.
And for those of you listening, if you follow the hashtag, you use Friday night raffle, I think, right, Cindy, as the hashtag. So you can search that. Yep. And you can be involved in that. I have been a lucky winner of one of the raffles before. It's always very exciting. So, all right. And Jennifer, what is your advice for how we can share the book love?
Yeah, my favorite is doing book talks in my classroom, reading a book, talking about it, or reading the first chapter, doing a first chapter Friday, and then having kids sign up. And it just builds the excitement, and it gets kids, you know, poking another kid, like, finish that book because I'm next, or my name could be next because I always use a random number thing. But it just really brings books to life. I think also talking about authors a lot. And, you know, I can't tell you how many kids in my classes are amazed to know that Gordon Corman has written 101 books. They don't know that naturally. And so just continuing to talk about authors and when authors are coming to town. And as teachers and librarians, follow authors on Twitter, on Instagram, or even on Facebook. A lot of them have a professional account, because the more you know, the easier it is to promote books. You'll find out where they're touring. You'll find out when their new books are coming out. And kids just eat that stuff up. And so if you can share that with your students or even your own children, it just makes a world of difference.
I agree. Well, thank you. Hopefully our listeners have a lot of new ideas. I'm just going to add one additional one that I don't think was mentioned, but whenever possible, pre-order the book, because that really, really helps to maybe make it go to a second publishing or printing, and they know that people are interested. It's a guaranteed sale for the author. And just that's one really powerful financial way you can show book love is by making that pre-order, preferably from an indie bookstore. That's what we are always promoting, supporting our independent bookstores wherever we may be. So, and two quick things we're going to do to wrap up. But one of them. And I, this is Carrie had, she's my co, my producer, and she always has great questions. And so she wants us to share, what are some tips that we have for the listeners out there for how to read so many books?
I just think, especially when I was working, setting aside a time that was like my reading time. And it was kind of like, I want to read, but I have all these other things I have to do, and trying to just have this sacred moment. And for me, it was in the morning. So I read best in the morning. And so I would make sure I got up at a certain time, and that was my time to, you know, read a few chapters of a book. And, you know, when you teach, a lot of times at night, you crash, you know, you get home, you read, and it doesn't matter how good the book is, you're like sleeping, sitting up. So that's what worked for me, is to try to find my good time and stick to it.
Something that helps me is, not everybody will probably want to do this, but I usually have 3 books going at once. Mm-hmm. And that's because of the different formats that I read. So I have a physical book that I can read when I just want to hold something in my hand and I have extra time and it's daylight. And then I have my Kindle where I'll read electronically. And that's helpful for me because I like to take a book to bed, but don't always want to have the light on and disturb other people. And so that way I just have that light source. And then more recently, and this took me some time. It definitely is a skill you have to develop. But more recently, I've been an audiobook listener. And that's really handy because that can go with you, like when you're in the car, or I try to go for walks as often as possible. And so that's something that I can listen to while I'm walking.
Yeah, I agree with the audiobook thing too. I think that helps me get through a few more books. But in terms of being a teacher, as much as possible, I try to read when my kids are reading. So we have an independent reading time every day, and I model that behavior. Now, sometimes I'm doing a little bit of fake reading because, of course, I have to do classroom management at the same time. But you know, I constantly have a book and I always have one on my desk so kids can ask, is that what you're reading? Mm-hmm. And I just have become so passionate about reading and sharing. Everything I read, I'll share with the kiddos. And I just think that's part of what makes me passionate about books, is being able to pass them on and see the light in their eyes too when they are and get excited about reading something. So yeah.
That's awesome. And I do all of those things, actually. What all of you said, I kind of incorporate them in different ways at different times. But one of the things that I started a couple years ago is I will make myself in one sitting try to read 50 pages of the book. And if I can get through 50 pages, I feel like I'm into the story. Hopefully it's grabbed me. I'm motivated to make more time in the future. And I try to read kind of in 50-page increments just because sometimes I get stalled and I can't get into it if I don't read enough to begin and I just kind of put it aside and it just goes away. So that's one thing that's kind of worked really well for me in the last couple of years. And I'm going to repeat the audiobook because audiobooks have played such a huge role in my reading life in the last 5 or 6 years. I drive 1 hour one way to work. So I am in my car for 2 hours every single day driving to my job. And like Aaron said, also, if I'm going for a walk, I feel like I'm still being productive and getting some exercise. Or if I have to clean the house, which I really don't enjoy very much at all, I feel like I'm at least getting something out of it if I have my audiobook on in the background. So we will maybe put some suggestions for platforms of what to use if people are interested in the show notes, and maybe people will comment when we post about this and like kind of promote it. You all can share your favorite apps or platforms and kind of some of the tips of how you access that in addition to advanced reading copies, the physical. And the last question I'm going to ask each of you very briefly, and I did not warn you about this prior, so you might need a hot second to think about it, but this is a Joyful Learning podcast, and I like to ask all of my guests, what is something that is currently bringing you joy? And it doesn't have to be related necessarily to the topic we're talking about. It could be, but it doesn't have to be. So what is something that is currently bringing you joy in your life right now? And whoever is ready with an answer can be the first person to talk.
I'll go. In addition to being a reader, I'm a quilter, and setting aside time in my quilt studio has just brings me joy. And that's a time I also listen to audiobooks. So I accomplish two of my joyful things at the same time.
Mine is really simple. I try to kind of pay attention, and I'm often looking for like the beauty in nature and just trying to notice things. I think that a lot of times we get so involved in our lives that we forget to pay attention to what's actually around us. And so just even something simple like noticing the color of the sky, or how right now it's, you know, snowing, and the way that the light bounces off of the snow as it falls, or just taking a moment to appreciate what's around me.
I would say something that I like to do besides read is I've gotten into the world of diamond painting, which is a huge craft. And I was never a craft person until I retired. So that, and paint by numbers, which sounds to me sounds absolutely ridiculous. But there are companies out there that are, wow, I mean, I can't even believe I painted that, you know, and it, but I love listening. I'm on Audible. So I listen to so many books while I'm doing those things, and it's so relaxing.
Well, I just want to thank all three of you for taking time out of your day to chat a little bit about the wonderfulness of Book Posse and sharing book joy with everybody out there. And I look forward to continuing this journey with all of you. So thank you.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, I'm Chris Barron, author of middle grade books like All of Me, The Magical Imperfect, and The Gray. And I love Book Posse because it's just like a family of dedicated educators and librarians who actually love books, care about books, the same way that authors do. When I get a new book, like an advanced copy of a new book I've written, I just like want to cry with joy. And I know that I can share that experience with Book Posse, and it's gonna be a positive experience, an educated one, a helpful one, and a way to connect with readers right away. And I feel like I'm not alone when I get to share with Book Posse. So thank you.
Hi, this is Alyssa Wishengrad. I'm the author of The Verdigris Pawn and the soon to be released Between Monsters and Marvels. What do I love about Book Posse? Everything. I love Book Posse's beautiful spirit of boundless book joy. I love your generosity to readers and to authors alike. I love that Book Posse is there to support established writers and new and emerging voices as well. And I love your deep commitment to sharing stories and some supporting readers and writers alike, and making sure that important stories are out there for our kids. Thank you for all you do for the Kidlit community. You are an invaluable resource.
You know, Book Posse is a powerful and dynamic relationship between authors and educators. You know, it really comes down to support. Support for incredible authors. Also support for each other as a Book Posse team, which ultimately supports our students.
Being part of Book Posse, it brings joy to my life and rejuvenates my teaching spirit. Not only am I a part of a group who has the opportunity to read and review books before they're released, I'm a part of a group of educators who bring excitement to the book world for our students, educators, authors, publishers, and of course ourselves. The connections within Book Posse and its span throughout the U.S. have opened collaboration opportunities surrounding books, but also a place to share ideas for libraries, classrooms, lessons, and so much more. Books open windows, doors, etc., and Book Posse works towards sharing books that do just that. We try to impact the reading world with exposure to upcoming books and bring joy to readers of all ages, and I feel blessed to be a part of the group.
Hey, my name is Cindy Christensen. I've been a member of the Book Posse for about 4 years, 5 years maybe. I love the energy, the passion, the genuine joy that comes with being a part of a group that talks about books. We're like-minded people. We all love books and authors, reading and spreading that love and joy to other people. It's quite a community.